Good evening. Welcome to the January 16th Bettendorf Plan and Zoning Meeting. Roll call, please.
Burt?
Here.
Hapler? Ormsby?
Here.
Peters?
Here.
Rafferty? Stoltenberg?
Here.
Wendland?
All right. We got an approval of the minutes from last meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the minutes from the December 19th, 2018 meeting.
I'll second that.
All right. And the vote?
Burt?
Oh, yes, C. Aye.
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 I hear the ayes.
Are you on vacation somewhere in Mexico already?
Aye.
All right. Oh, are we voting?
We all? Yeah.
Oh, aye.
Aye.
All right. Come on, guys.
All right. Welcome to the Plan and Zone Commission, which is a 7-member commission appointed by the mayor and confirmed by the city council. The commission is a recommending body only, with the city council making the final decision. Regular meetings of the Plan and Zone are held on the third Wednesday of each month at 5:30 in the City Hall Council Chambers. Special meetings may be held at such times as necessary. We cover the following items: rezoning requests, preliminary final plats, site development and landscape plans, and plan unit developments. We welcome your questions and concerns on any item. We just ask that you go up to the podium and give us your name and your address. Thank you. With that, Greg?
Mr. Chairman, the case we have before us involves three lots here that are just right off of Middle Road. They face Middle Road. They're part of the Wyndham West development, first edition. It's lots 12, 13, and 14 right here. Mirfield Avenue is the means of access, and then Mirfield Court is the final frontage that they use as their gain of access. And the petitioner wants to take these three lots and turn them into two lots of record that are larger. Staff in reviewing this proposal did not see anything that posited any type of big condition here. We would recommend approval as a result, and with the recommendations that are also listed in the report as conditions. I would ask, are there any questions?
Any questions? Is there anyone in the audience that has a question or would like to make a comment? Okay. Motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 19-003, final plat, subject to staff recommendations.
I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? All right. Greg, on to the next one.
This is basically the area we're looking at here is the Wyndham Hills additions. And the last portion of that is this area here that we're looking at tonight. This is the preliminary plat as it was proposed many years ago, and the final section right down Eastbourne Avenue is what we're looking at for these final eight lots to be known as the seventh edition. Wyndham Hills 7th has eight single-family lots that are under consideration for approval. As part of the agreement to be instituted, and as noted right here in this plat note on a revised plat that we've got, these two lots will have reinforced concrete driveways placed in at such time as needed as a turnaround until this future extension will occur. Until that time happens, these two reinforced concrete driveways will serve as a turnaround. There's additional ground over here that is still ready to be developed, but we want to make sure we have circulation back into that area at some point so that when there is future development in this area and is connected up to Monk's Road, there will be some circulation through for emergency vehicular purposes. Staff, in looking at this replat, or I should say final plat, of Windham Hills 7th Edition, recommends approval with the conditions listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
I've got a question. Those concrete driveways, will those be, when houses are built on 4 and 5, will those be separate from the driveway for the homes, or the same?
It'll be the actual driveway. The aprons are already required to be 6 inches thick, but the developers agreed to extend that at least a panel or two back as opposed to the typical 4-inch driveway. And then they'll also have a hold harmless agreement in case any damage is done to the driveways.
And so is it the homeowner's cost to pay that, or is the city paying for the extra?
Nope, that will be the homeowner and developer.
Okay.
And how do we, I guess from the fire chief's perspective, if you need those driveways and cars are parked there, how do we deal with that? I mean, it's great to have a driveway, but
the truck is bigger
full
than
of
the
cars.
Car.
Yeah, they're requiring both of those driveways
to be free at all times.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, generally speaking, when we have situations like this, we require a rock turnaround, but we're not able to, and that generally requires an easement from an adjacent property owner, so that way they can develop and pave all the way to the end of the property line, which is required by city code. So even some of the temporary ones that we have, Steve, I don't know if we could even probably get a fire truck fully turned around in there. It's generally speaking, it's more for an operations standpoint, garbage, snow. Fire truck would most likely probably have to back down some of these.
Yeah, if they have parking there, then that is not usable by us. But okay. The hope is that at least one of them is available so that we can make 4 or 5 point turn, whatever is necessary.
Thank you. Any other questions from the council? Anyone in the audience with any questions?
Hi there, I'm Sarah Evans. We're at 5178 Auburn Court, so our house would back up to the 8 and then maybe part of the 7 of what I'm looking at, I believe. I'm not sure if this is the right area to get my question answered, but a lot of the Windham Hills neighborhood has trees that kind of buffer between the properties. My kind of impression was that there are no trees currently because this was all undeveloped. But as this becomes developed, are you going to put some buffer trees in between the two, or is this just property on property without those, which is kind of goes against the rest of how the neighborhood looks? Does that make sense?
Adam?
I'm Adam Seitz. I'm with Advance Homes. Our design standard on all of Windham Hills is, yes, we went ahead and pre-planted trees in the backyards before lots were developed to kind of get growth going. We knew that this was going to be the last street connection that we put in. We have not done that, but we're not opposed to doing that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It sits really low, but we can work on that. So we want to make these nice lots too. So
okay. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. Anyone else?
Do you need that to be a condition then of any sort, or no? Just so developer conversation to property owners? Okay.
All right. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I'll move that we approve case number 19-004, subject to stated staff recommendations.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign.
Okay.
Our next case, Mr. Chairman, involves an area up here along Utica Ridge Road that would be accessible by private drive here. This is for a proposed Quick Trip location. Lot 3 is the lot of record involved in this project. You're also going to be evaluating the exterior treatment and other items regarding the structure to be placed on this lot. And Utica Hills Place is going to be the means of access, as was already shown, right through here with a 50-foot wide easement, and a certain area that will be paved and have utilities in it to serve the lots of record. This is the site plan utility portion showing a variety of utilities, storm sewer, sanitary sewer connection here, other items feeding into this structure. And then you have in this area the car wash. You have your pumps right up here for the gas, and then over here for what will be the diesel. And this is the grading portion showing this of the site plan, showing the layout of the site. your circulation coming in through here, exiting this way, and then also circulation here for any stacking for the car wash. And this would be, I guess, the truck circulation going this route right through here, coming out that direction, and then back out into Utica Ridge. This is your key plan, and that just, again, shows many of these items. There's your gas storage right here, and again, diesel, gas, and then a maneuverability around a particular building, and then the convenience store within this area again, and then your car wash. This is the way in which the building will look with the brick-type treatment, which we've seen before, and then the green roofing, and then the tan color with the red background. We did the tree counts, and we felt they met the tree count numbers. We just want to make sure that there is no planting that is occurring within the easement areas, which are mainly down in this direction and then a little over here. Want to keep that area free and clear. And this is the diagram that shows that maneuvering again on the private drive and how access can be gained by the semis, because that will be the largest vehicle that will probably be on site. Staff in reviewing this proposal, and then we will also look at the design, I guess, secondarily, but I guess we'll take this one first. Staff in reviewing this proposal would recommend approval of the site development plan with the conditions that are listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
I'd like to start by talking about the traffic pattern and the traffic flow. I think most of us here have been on Utica Ridge Road at 4:30 to 5:30, heading, trying to get towards Middle Road to get on the interstate, and traffic's backed all the way to Golden Valley. Just questioning how we're going to get semis in and out of there at that time, and even normal times of the day, given where that's going to come out. I'm also questioning the corner lot. It's great if we can get those drives closed off, but I'd like to see how those are going to flow into this new private drive. So is there anybody that can talk about that?
In terms of the driveways, the two drives for the existing building, I believe those are required under the development agreement, required to be removed once that building comes down. Okay. So we'll be down to just one driveway location, this being the private road. That is as far north as any access point has been, so it would have lined up with the far north access point to the lodge. So you're now eliminating two out of the three, and two of the three that have been the biggest backup. In terms of semis, you know, you still might see them waiting at peak times. You probably will. I'm sure we'll see traffic waiting on the private drive in peak times. So we'll have to reevaluate our signal timing at that intersection once this does get fully developed. We actually have a contract out right now. We've got an RFP out for a citywide retiming of the signals, so this is definitely one that will get looked at hard.
Okay.
Comments? Hi, I'm Dean George with Quick Trip. I'm at 1626 Oak Street, La Crosse, Wisconsin. to address the semi and diesel issue, we're not planning this to be a full-scale diesel operation, so we're only offering two lanes over there. We're not attracting it for large semi movement. There's no amenities inside for that kind of nature, for that kind of use, no showers, no separate vestibule for payment and entry. Those two lanes over there are primarily used for construction vehicles, larger panel vans, U-Haul type action. Our intent is to not pull a whole bunch of 18-wheelers off of the interstate and get them to circulate, you know, through kind of Utica Ridge. It's for different types of diesel use. Thank you.
Okay. I guess I would also ask on the street, the width, maybe this is for someone over there, the width of the street in comparison to some of our other streets for that size traffic.
The private road is 31 foot back to back. So when we approved the final plat earlier last year, that was required under city code to be built to city standards.
So even though it's a private drive, it's being built to city standards.
And it does have an additional turn lane at Utica Ridge as well. So that will help. So it is three lane at the intersection there.
Okay. So there's still a corner lot there?
Yeah, Greg, could you go back
right now,
to the
the
plat?
And there still will be, I should say.
You just one more page. The plat.
Oh. There you go.
Okay. It's a little hard to see. There's a flag.
That's one portion, and then
there is a developer looking at the former, it was BP. I don't know if it was when it closed, if it was Mother Hubbard or 7-Eleven at the time. But I'm sure you all know what I'm talking about. The current developer that's kicking the tires of that site anticipates joining that flag lot to it. And that will give that access onto the private drive and successfully eliminate those drive cuts that the city engineer just spoke about. That's not finalized. It's just a kicking the tires sort of thing here. If, Greg, you could just keep displaying that, but take your markings off of there. That flag lot from Utica Ridge back to the lot that's going to be developed as part of this probably has stacking for one semi and maybe three vehicles behind it before it backs up into the Quick Star site. Two semis would get it back up to there. I'm not an 18-wheeler, so semi about 80.
Yeah, they're
80
generally
foot
70
occupation.
Foot in
yeah.
length, 70,
so
72.
So occupy 80 foot on the roadway.
And you have 200 feet of
so there's
going to
be some stacking issues that certainly could be an issue there. I understand what you're saying.
Well, I'd rather they be stacked there than on
Utica.
Yeah, and you still, again, we have the right turn lane and a left turn lane there. Mm-hmm. So that would only affect people wanting to head south.
Mm-hmm.
And for better or worse, if they are stacked there, we do have another exit now. You know, people can go down to Golden Valley on the private road and swing around from that area. So it's never going to be ideal,
right.
Unfortunately, just because of the nature of the lodge and where the access points were. But this should be a much better situation.
You just close your eyes when you're trying to get out of there.
Adding lanes.
Okay. So any other questions, concerns?
Have the parking, I noticed on here one of the conditions was 52 parking spaces required, 50 are shown. Has that been addressed?
They are doing a revision at this time, and I told them 50 or 52, that's a minor revision. If you're comfortable with it going forward, that I would hold it until they figured out getting the extra two spaces on there. I think that can be accomplished.
I'm pretty sure we can find space to put two more spaces kind of in the rear of the lot. So,
but I won't take it forward to City Council until it meets the minimum off-street parking.
Is there a minimum code for handicap parking? I only see two spaces on the site.
That there is a minimum code. It's in it's the ADA addendum to the building code, and that would meet it for the size of a structure.
It's one for every 25 spaces.
Yeah.
And that, so your total count includes your handicap, so mm-hmm. it's a little skewed by the 52. They actually hit the 50, which is only two, and that's federally regulated.
This doesn't look like much on such a big site.
Yeah, we can't change that minimum. Like I said, it's the American Disabilities Act regulates that.
Other questions, thoughts?
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve case number 19005, site development plan design review, subject to staff recommendations and the additional two parking spots.
Mm-hmm. I'll second.
Just the site development plan at this point, and then
make sure.
Yeah. All right. So just the site development plan is what we're voting on. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Same sign? Okay. We're good.
Do we need to talk about this now? We kind of talked about it.
Part of this proposal, because this is in the Utica district, we've given you some materials, and then there are some there that the petitioners brought along, physical materials for you to look at the treatments that are on the building. But again, we're looking at that same area, and these are the standards that you use before when you judge the hotel and the materials that were involved there. And again, these are the building, and then there's some other factors that were added in as well here, but essentially you're looking at the design standards here to see that those are have been met, and I think we had discussed these before with the developer, and you know, you have a chance to peruse them and then also ask the petitioner's representative about these material standards as well in this proceeding. So it's essentially your oversight here to make a judgment call on, you know, their building.
They do have the percentages that's shown in that chart. If you could show the elevation of the building again, Greg. Yeah.
Part of the material.
It's basically all brick with some ephes on top. They do have the two-color contrast that's required.
I mean, are we looking at the same exact materials that were used on the one that's on 53rd Street?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yep.
Same
sure
building materials.
Same construction, yep.
Same construction exactly. Same.
Should be the same size as floor plan down to the T, so.
Okay. Basically the same building, same materials.
Exactly.
Yeah.
As far as construction practices go, is it your company's policy or habit to outsource all of your work instead of using our local contractors?
No, so we handle it in a couple different ways, kind of depending on the location. We'll try in general most of our jobs ourselves, and we'll keep a lot of the local subcontractor work here. So that's kind of what will happen when we go through the bidding process.
Where are these signs going to be located at?
That's the monument.
Right there. And
good.
Right. I can show you where it's at.
Oh, okay.
That sign that I just added was the leftover sign from the lodge. It is oriented towards I-74. I guess that would be part of the discussion if it's not the intent to have attracting diesels off of the interstate. Is that what the purpose of that sign is, or
I think the purpose of that sign would just to be so we can be seen by any traveling traffic on the interstate. I don't think we're going to advertise, you know, diesel sold here on that sign. I think it was, when we had last discussed, it was the city's intent to keep it as non-dynamic as possible.
So we're talking about the pole sign?
Yes.
So it's basically the one that's there now for the
lodge. It's there now.
Okay.
Yeah, the lodge.
So the only one that's going to have diesel pricing on it is going to be the monument, which
directly in front
probably
of our lot
will not be seen by the interstate, most likely.
Correct.
Any questions? They look pictures all look exactly like the other buildings. For a convenience store gas station, they look nice. It'd be kind of nice if the roof would just blend in separately, but I don't know how you do that without it fading or not looking good later. So I don't have anything else, so.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move for approval of case number 19-008, subject to staff recommendations.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign? All right. I skipped a couple things earlier, so we'll just touch on them. Review and approving the 2018 Planning and Zoning Commission Annual Report. Does anybody want to put a motion up, or do you want to defer that to next meeting?
Let's defer it when we have more members here.
Okay. It's good for me. And how about election of officers?
Let's defer it till we have the rest of the
till we have the chairman.
The other of us are here.
We're good.
Don't
want
to cut right. His legs off in front of
him. All right, we're good. How about
you want to be
update?
Here to defend them? So.
Commission
January 2nd, City Council meeting. They approved the preliminary plat for Spencer Hollow 3rd edition, the site plan for lots 27 through 41 of Forest Grove Crossing edition. Those are the fourplex structures. The final plat of Century Heights, 22nd edition. Last night they had approved the first reading of the rezoning. I'm sorry, they approved the final reading of the rezoning west of 18659 Criswell from A1 to R2. That's tract of land off of Criswell that will be developed as Century Heights, whatever number. And then the first reading of the rezoning of Glenbrook Ridge Edition, that'll be the development character area that you approved to be rezoned to UMI, was approved.
Great. And I guess with that, we stand adjourned.